We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So apparently Americans are visiting the New England immigration site every 30 seconds.
What?
To see if they can qualify to move there because the entire country is coronavirus free. Because they handled it properly there. Now, y'all, they don't want you.
No.
They don't want you.
Not even in the slightest.
More than 250,000 people have visited the site so far. They don't want you.
No.
A guy who beat the coronavirus has returned home, and as happens with many people who are coming home, neighbors come out, they clap.
Yep.
It's such a great feeling. However, one of them was noticing that he'd lost some weight, and he's like, yeah, a little bit thinner. Be wearing a Speedo the rest of the summer.
It's not the diet plan you want, but
it's the diet
works.
Plan that happened. This is an amazing story. Two sisters in Nebraska hadn't seen each other in 50 years, and they finally found each other. So Doris Crippen, who's 73, and Bev Barrow, who is 53, have the same father. But Crippen, Doris, was raised by her mother and stepfather, while Bev went into the foster care system and was put up as an adoption. So Doris was 20 years old when she last saw her sister, who was just 6 months old. Now, here's where it gets weird. So she'd been looking for her sister,
right.
You know, actively trying to find her, which is a difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Crippen was recovering from COVID-19.
Yep.
At a rehab center. She had fallen down and hurt herself and wasn't near her phone, was at home for like a day and a half before somebody found her, went into the hospital and found out she had COVID. So she's there. And then Bev just so happens to work there.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, that stuff gives me like full body chills.
Right? So I think that's the most amazing story of
I love them.
It's so good, right? And someone here in Mass is making quite a splash. She is in Stoughton High School. She's from Stoughton High School. Her name is Gabby Zola, and she spent her free time during the coronavirus pandemic raising money to feed first responders and essential workers. But her efforts have more than doubled since last, and she started a GoFundMe campaign, asked the community to donate meals for essential workers, and by the end of that month, she'd raised more than $3,000. So as of Thursday, she has raised $8,000.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
She said she's very surprised. She wasn't expecting to make even $200. I never expected to do anything like this in my life, and it is great being able to give back to the community.
Love when those things take off.
Right? People doing some good.
Yes.
Because the quarantine is so bad.
I know.
And I feel like we did so much in the beginning to help people, and then it kind of tails off because we're like, I went. But this is still happening, and I think that's important.
Yes.
And then I always try and find something fun or whatever to listen to. And you know the Panic at the Disco song, I Write Sin's Night Tragedies.
Of course.
It's a classic.
A banger.
A banger.
How haven't would you people ever heard of
closing the
damn door? So anyway, would you like to hear it as a country song?
Yes.
Let's go.
I'll chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing the door? No, it's much better to face these kind of things with another Miller Lite upon the porch.
So I handle my problems.
Wasn't that good.
Oh, that's Big Fire.
I'm sorry. Did you say run it back?
I did.
Haven't you people ever heard of closing the door? No, it's much better to face these kind of things with another Miller Lite up on the porch. Yeah, haven't you people ever heard of closing the daggone door?
The daggone door.
Better to face these kind of things with a sense of.
Brendan Urie's like, stop.
Or he's saying, amazing.
Stop.
Amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone.
All right, we're going to start off today strong with Dan and Shay.
Yes.
I should probably go to bed. That's probably the theme song of this program.
Yep.
Last time we heard from them, they were teaming up with the Biebs on 10,000 Hours.
Of course.
And now a new single. It's to appear on their new, or the fourth album. However, not really sure when that's going to come out, as with many artists right now because of the pandemic. Dan said, we wrote part of this song in Los Angeles during Grammy week. That's like last February.
I know.
And finished it at my house on my piano, kind of by accident. Shay came over to record vocals on another song. We took a break, went downstairs, started singing this song, and then it needed an ending, so we went for it, and there we have it. I should probably go to bed, Dan and Shay.
Cause all it would take is seeing your face and not forget. I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone. Cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed.
It's a drunk text anthem.
It is. It's just perfect. I mean, I'm obviously biased because I love them so much.
Sure.
But Shay's vocals, you know, he hits that note in Speechless.
Ah, I mean, it's the same run. It literally is the
same
Kennedy,
run. But Kennedy, he hits it about five different times in this, and it just keeps building at the end of the song. They just only put out bangers.
Tequila, that's a banger?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Can a banger be that slow?
Yes. Nothing like a power ballad.
Dan?
It's an incredible song. I don't know if I'd say a banger.
Banger.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just super talented.
They are indeed. All right, let's move on to Sam Smith featuring Burna Boy. Did I say that right? It's called My Oasis. I'm always so...
Featuring Burna Boy?
You know what? Yes. I know I sound stupid saying certain things, and I'd rather not say them if I can at all help it and have one of you young people say it for me. It's called My Oasis. His beautiful voice on a Friday morning. Last time we heard Sam, they had teamed up with Demi Lovato on I'm Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Sam said this track is a beautiful release of emotions at this time. It'll be on his upcoming their upcoming album, which they've already postponed to March due to the pandemic. Here it is, My Oasis.
My mind is in a free fall.
So Sam's last single besides I'm Ready with Demi, they did, it was called To Die For.
Yes.
So Sam wanted that to be the title of his, the album, and they were like, you know what, I just feel like that title's wrong.
Okay.
So I think they wanted to like rework all of that.
Yeah.
Obviously, they had to postpone the album just because of everything going
right
on. But I like this vibe.
It is. It's a pretty song. Like, you could listen while you're sitting on the beach.
Yes, exactly.
Reading a book by the pool.
I'm Ready was such a powerful anthem.
Yes.
You know, clubs, you can just belt that out.
Yes.
But I feel like this is their pocket,
mm-hmm,
you know?
I do, too. Dan?
I didn't like it.
Good enough. All right, next up, Ava Max, Who's Laughing Now? She, of course, last we heard Sweet But Psycho. She dropped the single along with a music video starring Karma biting people back. Wow. The song will be on Ava's side B, Hell, of her debut album, Heaven and Hell, which will be released September 18th. Here's Ava Max, Who's Laughing Now?
So
long,
you feel good? Guess you don't understand what goes around.
I love a good song about karma biting people on the ass on the
Who's
way back
laughing
out.
Now? I'm putting on my mascara. I'm having a Tito's soda with my girls. We're going out to the bar. That's what that song is.
Is that how it feels to you, Dan?
Yep. Exactly how it feels to me. I like it. It's a good song.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning, it was like, but I love that chorus.
Yes. Who's laughing?
All right. Next up, we have Alanis Morissette. I'm so excited about this. Ablaze is the name of the song. She made her debut on the single on Fallon last night, but her daughter kind of hijacked the performance. I'm going to talk about this in the dirty. It's really, really funny. This is off her 9th studio album, Such Pretty Forks in the Road, which has dropped today.
It's your girl. You excited?
I am. I love her.
My girl, are your innocence in fire when you reach out? I am here, hell or high water. This nest is never going away. My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze. And this cord is unbreakable. This blinding light is there in your pocket. And this bond beyond unshakable. Even if we all forget, all at the same time.
So she wrote that for her daughters.
Yep.
My job is to keep your eyes ablaze. Come on now.
I know.
Come on now.
Her voice. Do you have a son too? Because it says to my boy.
Oh, yes. So it's for, she has 3 children, and it's for all of them. So
her voice is just so unique.
It is.
And it's
you could
so
never
good.
Not know it's Alanis.
Exactly.
That's for certain. And I just love to see it.
The lyrics
love
are
that
great.
She's back.
Yeah.
Yep. And then finally, we're going to wrap it up with Billie Eilish, My Future. Most self-aware 18-year-old. I love the way you write these, Annie. I just want to be clear. Annie writes these. I don't, which is why it sounds stupid sometimes coming out of my mouth because it should be coming out of Annie's. In fact, next week, you're doing it. I just think it sounds better coming from you.
You guys are one and the same person.
Yeah. She teased on social media that the song would drop yesterday. We played a little teaser for you. It was dropped on her brother, producer Phineas's 23rd birthday. It's the first time we've heard from Billie since the Bond theme, No Time to Die. And I'm just going to let you hear it right now, My Future.
I know supposedly I'm lonely now. No, I'm supposed to be unhappy without someone. But aren't I someone?
So when we heard the teaser yesterday, it was like, you know, typical Billie, like quiet, mysterious, dark. And then about, I'd say, a minute and a half into the song, it hits this jazz beat.
Yes.
And all I could picture was a young Amy Winehouse.
I thought the same thing.
Sitting in that like dark English, you know, dirty jazz club with just a spotlight on her. And I was like, oh my God, this Billie is my favorite.
It's very different.
I love that. It makes me so happy to hear how her sound can change.
Yeah, usually she sounds more haunting than that.
And
that
was always very weird. But this, like, while she keeps that same vocal quality, the music kind of gives it a completely different vibe. All right, so we had Dan and Shay, Sam Smith, Ava Max, Alanis Morissette, Billie Eilish. Your favorite song, any doubt?
Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay, followed by Alanis.
Followed by Billie.
I'm going to say Alanis for sure.
Yeah.
I liked Alanis. And maybe Dan and Shay after that, which is the first Dan and Shay song I've ever liked.
Seeing your face and I'd forget. I should probably go to bed.
Okay, Annie, go to bed.
I should probably turn off my phone.
I'm going to set this to play at 10 o'clock every night.
Honestly, this is going to be me after the Celtics game, Dan.
Because I know in the morning I'll be calling. Saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed.
All right, there you have it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to have Annie's Matt Talk. And Annie, could you give an example of what Matt Talk is?
Okay, so Matt Talk originated on the Netflix show Cheer. So there was one guy named Jerry.
Emmy-nominated Cheer.
Yes, six-time Emmy-nominated Cheer. And Jerry just loved to hype his teammates up. You need your teammates to believe in themselves, especially when they're being flung in the air 500 feet, doing 600 flips, you know what I mean? And I just feel like it's so important to be positive, especially now. And I just don't deal with people getting down on themselves. I won't have it. I will not have it in my presence. And if you need a little pick-me-up today, that's me. You don't need caffeine. You don't need any of that. You need me. That's what I'm here for.
So after 7 o'clock, your chance to have Annie give you some Matt Talk to start your day.
Welcome.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. We've been talking about the toxic problems on the Ellen DeGeneres show for a while and that it is being less than kind. So Ellen herself has finally spoken out and apologized to her staff in a letter that somebody from TMZ got, and now it's everywhere. She said she always wanted the Ellen show to be a place of happiness, a place where no one raises their voice and everyone is treated with respect. But based on the stories her current and former staffers have been coming forward with, she sees that something has changed, and for that, she's disappointed. She admits that the show has grown and she hasn't been able to stay on top of everything, and she's had to rely on others to do their jobs right, and she sees that some clearly didn't. From now on, she's pledging to be committed to ensuring this does not happen again. However, apparently there's a version of Today in Australia.
Yep.
And she was to be on it. However, the story he tells is something else. He says, not only did her people demand total control of their show, but everyone was instructed not to talk, approach, or even look at Ellen, which is something we have heard numerous times before. He says they also wanted the interview done at a location 443 miles away from the studio, and that the show had to travel at their own expense.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. So I honestly don't know what's going to happen next. Of course, the investigation is happening right now about the show, but I don't know what Ellen will do next.
Yeah, that letter was garbage, too. She placed the blame everywhere but herself
as
well.
She said, you know, and rumor is that the guy who was the producer, the EP, who we have spoken about, will probably be let go because it seems he is the one that is the problem. Well, yes, she's a diva over here. Like, he's the one that was doing things to make it a very toxic environment.
Right.
So she kind of came down on him. The nominees for the 2020 MTV Video Music Awards were just announced, and it seems like a celebration of women. Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga lead the list with 9.
Let's go, baby.
Billie Eilish and The Weeknd are close behind with 6. In the Video of the Year category, Billie Eilish is recognized for Everything I Ever Wanted, while Gaga and Ari, Rain on Me.
Mm-hmm.
Other nominees include Eminem and Juice WRLD's Godzilla, Future's Life is Good, featuring Drake, and Taylor Swift's The Man, which was really the best video ever made.
Yeah, that video was awesome.
And The Weeknd's Blinding Light. Of course, in the light of the coronavirus lockdowns, the VMAs have added 2 new categories.
Okay.
Best Video from Home and Best Quarantine Performance, because we saw a lot of this.
Yes.
And I think that is so freaking cool.
That is
awesome.
Cool.
You know, and
it's growing with what happens in life right now. You know, it's being flexible.
And I think they're going to have it at MSG, right? They just won't have an audience.
So it's happening August 30th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Okay, that's where it is.
And first time anything's happened there since the lockdown. However, they were going to do performances in Manhattan, the Bronx, Staten Island, like all the boroughs. So I think some will be taped, some will be live.
Right.
So it should be pretty interesting. What else do you want? Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Collab, or Best New Artist?
Give me Best New Artist and Artist of the Year.
You only get one. Best New Artist, Doja Cat, Jack Harlow, Lewis Capaldi.
Is he still new?
Yep. Roddy Ricch, Tate McRae, and Youngblood. I know 3 of those.
Roddy Ricch is going to win, but Lewis Capaldi should win.
Well, obviously. And you know how Taylor Swift will surprise her fans?
Yes.
Like, she is just, regardless of what you think of her, she really loves her fans. And one of her super fans was off the grid at summer camp for the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I will be without my phone or any Wi-Fi for the next 2 weeks. If Taylor does something big, do not unfollow me for inactivity. That's July 17th. Of course, last Thursday, the 23rd, she dropped Folklore. And not after that, people started passing around this poor girl's tweet for being away at camp. So yesterday she returned from camp, picked up her phone, and freaked out.
And had 8,000 messages.
Taylor had tweeted to her saying, welcome back from your trip. We are all somber woodland fairies now.
Oh.
Feel free to grab a wicker basket and join us.
We're doing elf stuff. Get in the car.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. She's an angel, that Taylor Swift. She's
an
absolute angel.
I love that she pays attention to her fans. Like, she, it seems like she actually, like, goes through, like, her social media. Obviously not all the time, but combs through and finds these fans.
She does a lot. Yeah. She really does, so.
But the wicker basket of it all. Just no thank you.
You know how she is. Everything's the aesthetic. You know what I mean? So for the next year, that's what we've got.
We got snakes, we got pastels, and now we're on to baskets.
We're on to cottagecore.
Now we're woodland creatures.
No.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Friday.
Yes.
But perhaps maybe you're dragging a little bit this morning.
Sure.
Maybe you drank some beers last night, Dan. Maybe you've got a Zoom call today and you don't know what to wear. Whatever the case, we are here for you. So there's something, it's called Matt Talk. And mm-hmm. we all learned about it on the Netflix show Cheer. And if you're not familiar with Matt Talk, basically when they're doing a routine on the floor, people who are also on the team stand around and say, yes, you're amazing. So this young man named Jerry, who was on the team, everybody loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent him out in the streets of New York
yes.
to Matt Talk people.
I love your shoes. I love your hair. Your jewelry looks amazing. You are beautiful. You are fantastic. You are a star, baby.
So that, right? And you know who does Mad Matt Talk? Annie Dow.
This is true.
Are you having a bad day?
Well, we're going to turn that around for you, aren't we?
Do you not want to get up this morning?
Your feet are going to hit the floor when you get out of that mattress. It's going to be a great day. Let's go, baby.
Do you think you're a bad mom?
There's no such thing as bad moms. Don't ever say that about yourself.
Is quarantine getting you down?
Well, not anymore.
Do you not know what to wear for that Zoom call today?
No matter what you wear, you're going to be the baddest girl on that Zoom call.
Well, we've got the answer. Annie's Matt Talk. Call us now at 617-931-1234. And our resident Matt Talker and one-woman hype man, Annie Dow, will clear away any doubt of how fantastic you are.
You need a hype man? You need a hype woman? I'm here for you. It's Matt Talk. It's me, Annie Dow. Let's go.
We're going to turn that frown upside down with Annie's Matt Talk.
So does everybody get it?
Yeah. I mean, you know I do.
Annie, here, let me give you an example.
Okay.
Annie, I really need to ride my bike today, but I don't feel like riding my bike today. So help me out.
Kennedy, you know that you're going to feel a million times better. The wind is going to be blowing on your hair, blowing your hair on Wally Beach. I can see you. I can see you, those two wheels. You're going to be cruising down there. You know how much better you're going to feel afterwards? You're going to have Walking on Sunshine playing in your head. People are going to be amazed by you, whizzing by them.
See, that's Matt Talk.
I might buy a bike.
617-931-1234. Do you need Annie to hype you up today? We've got Amanda on the phone. Hey, girl.
Hey there.
Amanda.
Thank you so much for calling. What do you need Annie to hype you up for today?
Oh, Annie, can you hype up the teachers of Massachusetts?
The teachers! Amanda, I have never loved and respected anybody more than teachers. They deserve the millions and millions of dollars that they don't get, especially now. Going through this quarantine, having to learn how to remote teach, all of these things. You guys are the best. You are the real heroes. And no matter what happens this fall, I know you're going to be incredible. You change kids' lives every single day. I would be nowhere without the teachers in my life. You are the angels on this earth. Don't ever forget that about yourself. You are changing the world.
Wow. Feel better,
oh,
Amanda?
You're the best, Annie. Love yeah, you. So much better.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for calling,
Annie.
Amanda. Love you, honey.
Annie?
Yes, Daniel.
I'm just feeling a little down today.
Okay.
Could you hype me up going into the weekend?
Dan, you don't get down because I need to see that beautiful smile. I walk in here every day and I need you. I need that vibe. We need to vibe together, that energy. You know what we're walking into tonight? The Celtics. Do you know how much I know that you love the Celtics?
I do.
That's going to kick off your weekend. We are on highs. It's only high vibes, Dan.
We don't go low?
No. We are only high vibes. We are high vibrations starting about 6:30 tip-off time. Jaylen Brown's going to hit a shot for you. Bang, bang. Weekend's made. I know that you're going to step in tomorrow morning, going to have a nice cup of coffee. It's going to be the weekend of Dan Breslin.
I'm going to have the show of my life tomorrow.
You're going to have the shift of a lifetime tomorrow. Your voice is going to grace the airwaves of the greater Boston area tomorrow. Are you joking? If you are listening to Mix 104.1 tomorrow, you're welcome because it's Dan Breslin.
617-931-1234.
I do feel better.
Welcome.
Give us a call. Text us in from the 857. I'm a teacher.
It really works.
Thank you, Annie.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, Annie got one here from the 781. My kid won't listen to me. Annie, help.
Okay, well, I didn't listen to my mom a lot either. But listen, kids, your parents know what they're talking about. I know it may feel like that. Oh, you're ruining my life. I get it. Trust me, I get it. I didn't like my mom until I went away about 2,000 miles to college. And I was like, oh, she was right for all those years. Parents, stick with it. just, you know, give them a little bit of time. They'll get there. Kids, listen to your parents, please, for the love of God.
All right. And we've got here, I have a Zoom call today and I didn't prepare.
That's okay. That's okay. You fake it till you make it. If you believe that you are the best, you believe that you act like you know what you're talking about, you're going to be the best. I can see you full face of makeup. Or even if you're a guy, you're going to look amazing as well. Maybe just put on a nice shirt on the top. You could wear boxers or whatever on the bottom. That don't matter. Business on the top. That's all that matters, right? And you're going to crush that Zoom interview. They're going to say, yes, sold. Whatever you're selling, whatever you're telling me, you're the master of this subject.
I've never been so inspired to be alive in my entire life than I have right now. Oh, Annie, one last one.
Yes.
From the 603. This is the last day of month. I'm on my way back to work, and I have a 15-hour day. Help me.
15 hours? That's going to fly by. Just imagine you when you are walking out of that, when you're walking out of that building today. You're going to walk with your head held high, knowing that you just put all of that work in. That 15 hours, are you joking? You're incredible. So you walk out of that building today with your head held high, knowing that you're going into a weekend where you can relax.
Yes!
You can vibe. You can live, baby.
Off the top of the head inspiration.
Let's go.
Annie Dow,
are you having a bad day?
Well, we're going to turn that around for you, aren't we?
Do you not want to get up this morning?
Your feet are going to hit the floor when you get out of that mattress. It's going to be a great day. Let's go, baby.
Do you think you're a bad mom?
There's no such thing as bad moms. Don't ever say that about yourself.
Is quarantine getting you down?
Well, not anymore.
Do you not know what to wear for that Zoom call today?
No matter what you wear, you're going to be the baddest girl on that Zoom call.
Well, we've got the answer. Annie's Matt Talk. Call us now at 617-931-1234. And our resident Matt Talker and one-woman hype man, Annie Dow, will clear away any doubt of how fantastic you are.
You need a hype man? You need a hype woman? I'm here for you. It's Matt Talk. It's me, Annie Dow. Let's go.
We're going to turn that frown upside down with Annie's Matt Talk.
And Annie, from the 603, that was amazing. I can do it.
Yeah. Yes, you
all
can.
Right.
I feel like Annie blacked out for a second there.
Honestly, I don't remember anything.
Sorry,
I said in the last 5 minutes.
Rolled right in the back of her head.
This bit is coming back again and again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Beyoncé's highly anticipated new project, Black is King, has arrived on Disney Plus. It is a celebratory memoir for the world on the Black experience. It includes a cast of people like Lupita Nyong'o, Kelly Rowland, Pharrell Williams, Jay-Z. It moves across the world from New York to Los Angeles, South Africa, West Africa, London, Belgium. Beyoncé shared that the film is meant to celebrate the breadth and beauty of Black ancestry.
Annie, how excited are you?
Oh, if I could have stayed up till midnight, I would have.
Okay. It is a companion to the 2019's The Lion King, The Gift, which Beyonce curated for Disney's remake, obviously.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens then.
My hope for this film is that it shifts the global perception of the word Black, which has always meant inspiration and love and strength and beauty to me. But Black is King means Black is regal and rich in history, in purpose, and in lineage.
I watched a small part of at least just one of the videos, and I just...
She's unbelievable.
Creative. I don't know where that comes from in her head.
She's been working on this since 2018. I've seen like some of the visuals, some of the little clips.
Yeah.
Obviously, I haven't seen the whole thing yet. She is the hardest working woman I have ever seen. Like,
I'm serious.
The way she puts together a show is a theatrical performance.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And just how much she cares about it, I think, is so powerful. It's not just... nothing is small to her. She isn't 50%. She goes 150%.
So Annie thinks it's pretty average, so it's fine. We know what she's doing this afternoon as soon
yes.
as she leaves here. Alanis Morissette channeled moms all over the world as she was performing on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Of course, her new album, Such Pretty Forks in the Road, dropped today. So as you are wont to do, they have a celebrity on, they do a little interview, and then they sing.
Sure.
And she was holding her daughter because her daughter would not be sated. So this is what happened.
To my girl, all your innocence and fire when you reach out. I am here, head or high water. This nest is never going away.
Yes.
Nest. Why
didn't you say nest? Because
it's a nest. A blaze.
And the daughter's like taking her headphones off.
It's just, it's prime quarantine stuff.
It's so good.
Ma, did you say nest? We don't live in a nest.
What are you doing?
Love her. And I got a bit of a royal update for you.
Ooh.
This garbage book, Finding Freedom, Harry and Meghan, The Making of a Modern Royal Family, is coming out. And it's just filled with such ridiculousness. But this one, I hope is true because I think it's adorable. So they're saying that, you know, Harry and Meghan met on a blind date.
Yes.
And as soon as he went on the date with her, he was that like, that's it. She's the one.
Mm-hmm.
So well, they were there with a couple of friends and they apparently just were talking to each other and nobody else. However, later that night, Harry texted Meghan. His messages were short and full of emojis. Prince Harry uses emojis.
No.
That's weird.
What emojis? That's what I need to know. Like the blushing...
The ghost emoji.
Like the blushing face?
Just a
the
bunch
ghost
of
emoji.
Crowns.
That's really what he did?
That was what he used. The ghost emoji. He used that instead of a smiley face. He used the ghost emoji.
I would say,
that's a
you,
bold move after a first date.
Ghosting me, Harry? Harold?
Nope. Just the ghost emoji, and that's what made her love him even more, is that... His improper use of emojis.
Oh, my God.
My mother doesn't really know what they are. She was talking about them yesterday. She's like, I can't find the right emojo.
Those emojos?
That's an amazing thing to say.
I was like, so close.
And then all of this has an appendix that's basically, the book is based on the author's own experience as members of the Royal Press Corps and their own independent reporting. And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were not interviewed and did not contribute. So it's all garbage, kids.
It's all made up.
I'm hoping the ghost emoji is true.
That's pretty good.
And if it is true, then they have garbage friends who have leaked all of this stuff.
Yes.
So that.
He doesn't strike me as an emoji guy.
What does an emoji guy look like?
I don't know. Not me.
Carson.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And now it's the time we've all been waiting for. DJ Dan's weekly wrap-up, my friend.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. Lil Stegosaurus, a.k.a. the Towny Tupac, a.k.a. the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out, Kennedy. And this one's a little different, as they have been recently. The No Budget Concert Series got me thinking.
Yes.
About all the shows that we missed.
Okay.
And so I took the beat from Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Okay.
And transformed it into We Didn't See the Concerts.
Okay.
We didn't see the concert. No, we couldn't hold it all because of COVID. We didn't see the concert. Instead of getting lava, we got sanitizer. Guns N' Roses, Justin Bieber, and there is no Gaga either. Harry Styles, Niall Horan, we get no 1D. Sam Hunt fans also lose. Kenny Chesney's wearing shoes. Billie Eilish, Post Malone, and KOTB. Damn you, Rona, so depressed. K-pop fans miss BTS, Kelly Clarkson and the rest, Taylor Swift and Love of Fest. COVID came, had to hide. Zach Brown's chicken won't be fried. Broadway's closed, no more shows. That's just how the story goes. We didn't see the concert. No, we couldn't hold it all because of COVID. We didn't see the concert. Instead of getting lava, we got sanitizer. Boston Calling's dead meat. Cat Mosh Pit is 6 feet. Green Day, Kesha fared no better. Joel at Fenway Park. When will it all stop? Man, Capaldi's back in Scotland. Live Nation, Ticketmaster, StubHub all went dark. Charlie Puth can't be seen all because of quarantine. Matchbox 20, it ain't funny. Halsey isn't making money. I don't know what to do. What's this world coming to? Michael Bublé won't play today. Def Leppard and Motley Crue. We didn't see the concert. No, we couldn't hold it all because of COVID. We didn't see the concert. Instead of getting lava, we got sanitizer. Enrique took a back seat. Morissette in Backstreet. Elton John's Last Dance. My Chemical Romance. Bon Jovi, Hall & Oates. Won't be singing Journey quotes. Maroon 5's out of here. No $12 Fenway beers. What more do I have to say? 2020, go away. Go away. That's it.
I'm out of here. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you at any concerts.
Kenny Chesney's wearing shoes, Dan. Oh, and cut deep.
Louis Capaldi's back in Scotland.
I was supposed to see Mr. Louis Capaldi today at the Pavilion.
Oh, the Pavilion. Remember
so
the
sad.
Pavilion?
No. It feels like it's been so long. I would do anything to hear that sweet Scottish boy having a couple drinks before, trying to croon out someone you loved.
Doing some stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. If you ever miss any of Dan's weekly wrap-ups, they are all up on the Mix1041.com website. You just got to search weekly wrap-up and you can have all of them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.